When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday, my darlings. It is almost the weekend. It is Friday. It's time for our Feel Good Friday practice of the week. It's summertime. I feel like there's a lot of beauty all around in this moment, and I'm grateful that you're here tuning in with me today. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. As a feel-good practice today, I have something so simple to share with you. It's almost so simple you're going to think it's like ridiculous to choose this as a feel-good practice. But oftentimes, the simplest things we overlook in terms of the weight that they carry for our own well-being. Today, at some point today, doesn't matter when, whenever you get a chance, I want you to spend at least 5 minutes sitting in silence, listening to nature. Okay. Maybe you're like, I do that every single day, all day. That's all I do. Every lunch break, I do that. At the end of every day, I do that. Like maybe you have a practice of just doing that on your own. Many of us don't, right? And I want you to actually give yourself some space today to seek out a quiet moment spent in nature, just so you can hear the abundance and the aliveness that is happening and unfolding all around us right now. Wherever you are, you're going to find a sliver of nature, whether that's heading into the woods, heading to the lake, going to the beach, maybe getting to the park, finding that beautiful tree that's at the end of your road, going into the lawn in your garden, sitting on your balcony, like find some connection to nature, right? Whatever is available to you. And then have a dedicated 5 minutes where you turn your phone off, you sit down, you close your eyes, take a deep breath, and you just listen. And there is something so powerful about that. I mean, it's more than the idea of meditation, more than the idea of, you know, looking for silence or grounding into the body. When I say listen, I mean really listen. Not just with your ears, you know, but really listen. And as you hear the sounds of nature all around, you're going to hear different things. You're going to hear the leaves rustling in the wind. You're going to hear birds. Oh my God, you're going to hear an abundance of birds. At least where I am at now, the birds are so alive. It's so beautiful. You might hear some other things like traffic or people, or you might hear the sound of your own breath, your heart. You're going to be listening to nature, right? And when I say listen, I mean listen not just with your ears, but with your whole entire being. Because when we sit down with the intention to listen to Mother Earth, she speaks. And I mean that in the truest, most factual, realistic sense of the word. She speaks. Okay. So sit down in nature without an agenda, not saying that you're looking for a particular answer or that you're sitting down with a particular intention. Just open up to the possibility that Mother Earth has some genuine wisdom to share with you. And maybe she's been trying to share this wisdom with you for a long time. You just haven't been open to receiving it, or you haven't had enough silence, or you haven't been able to sit in communion with her in that way. So don't bring a book. Don't bring, you know, your ear pods. Don't bring your, turn off your phone. Don't listen to a podcast. Don't bring your yoga mat. Like, you're not doing anything. You're not even sitting down with the idea of, okay, I'm going to meditate now. You're just coming out into nature to listen. 5 minutes, of course, if you can spend 10, 15, an hour, you know, take the time that you can, but sit down with the intention just to listen and then watch and listen what comes your way. I got a little goosebumpy there at the end because I just really have this feeling right now that the earth is trying to speak to each of us. And there's a really personal, important, specific message that Mother Earth has for you right now. And just trust me, it's going to come to you. It's going to come. It's going to come. It is. Wishing you a beautiful time spent with this beautiful earth. Appreciate her every day. Appreciate the sunshine if it's there. Appreciate the rain if it's there. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll be back on Monday.